can. Make me throw my hands in the grayer, air. Grayer, grayer. Oh, hot damn. This is my jam. Keep me partying till the AM. Y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the grayer, air. Grayer. Grayer, Ayer. Wow, that was an amazing little mashup.
Oh, yeah?
I had fun with that. That was cool.
Well, we did that because he balled today.
He did. Where did he ball?
That shit, Gray.
Okay. Where did he ball?
Kenner.
Kennerly, okay.
By George was at Kenner. We watched.
Well, first of all, let's just games. Explain Kenner for those.
Okay. Well, because the uninitiated.
we ran a poll.
And some people don't know.
And they don't know what Kenner is.
Most people didn't know what Kenner was. So It's essentially a summer league. It's with the DMV local talent. They participate in it's Nike sponsored now.
Yeah, run by Georgetown.
Georgetown, they've been doing it for
the
years.
The McDermott?
McDonoghue Arena.
McDonoghue.
And so, Notoriously Mason's had a few players participate in it over the summer. Love seeing freshmen typically for the first time. Right. We got to see AJ and Mar today.
Good chance to see some NBA talent too, because some of the Georgetown alum come back and play, like Jeff Green and Monroe. And
that's we've been seen a few Otto. Years. It's been a few years. We did see Otto once. And, yeah. So today we went and saw, AJ, Mar, they were on one team, and then another team we got to see Otis Grayer and Brian Allen. So let's talk about what we saw today. What did you like in the first game, I guess?
Okay, so some hot takes. AJ, which, we talked about at the last game that we watched of him, he may find himself getting into foul trouble. He jumps, he tries to block a lot of shots, a good thing, protects the rim, but, if they catch him on a shot fake or, he comes down too quick with his hands, he had two fouls in the first, 4 minutes, and that kind of kept him on the bench for a little bit too long. So
right, if you catch the ball down low, you do a little hesitate, you'll get him coming down on the foul like Copes.
Right, because the guy can jump.
Yeah, so I thought what we saw today was probably, in terms of AJ and Mar, less explosiveness in terms of point scoring, but I thought we saw some pretty positive things in the defensive game of Mar. I think he may have had 4 blocks, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yep.
And they were just flat out just dominant blocks, all ball. He got, a guy coming in on a dunk, got all ball.
You could just tell how long he was. And, he could make decisions pretty quickly on defense. A lot of his blocks came on help side defense, which is awesome. You can see that he sees the ball. He sees the floor.
His feet stay moving. He stays right in front of his play. He did a great job defensively. So it's a lot of the stuff that won't show up on the stat sheet. But I think that's what he's going to give us perhaps his, first few seasons. Maybe he might not be the guy, putting up 25 points a game. We'll get into, who might be doing that for the team later with Grayer. I can't stop saying Grayer. I
want to get back to Mar's defense a little bit because, I watched a couple times he was, we keep trying to figure out what position is he. And the whole time he guarded guards. He was guarding a point guard at one time. It just kind of showed his versatility. I think that he can legit guard the 1-4 position. And at times, depending on what people are playing, I think he could guard every single person on the floor.
Yeah.
So that
he
was exciting
bodied,
to see.
Though. He may get a little bit bodied because, again, he's still a little bit skinny, but I thought that defensively he has it down.
Yeah, that's and everyone's always like, oh, Kenner, no defense at Kenner. But it's like, the Mason players, even AJ, he went up and blocked a layup. I don't even think he meant to hit it with his left hand.
Yeah, he went up with his right, and then the guy kind of did a little, and then he ended up blocking it with
his
left.
He was in the air for long enough that he could adjust it and block it with his other hand.
And that's not to say that we didn't see any offensive output. We saw Mars sink a three. We saw AJ,
he had 7 points.
Yeah.
Hit a little baseline jumper. He continues to look good from the free throw line. He did miss one, but it rimmed out. You can tell that the skill set there is there offensively. We talk about Kenner because, we talk about how guards can dominate the league. And so if they're not passing to the forwards, it's going to be kind of hard. And there was plenty of times where AJ was out in transition that he didn't get the ball thrown to him. It's hard because there's no real plays ran or anything.
I would say that, that first game was a tad chaotic. The defense was very chaotic. It reminded me of a really weird version of Havoc because the defense was actually like, you know, everyone was just running to the person holding the ball. All the lanes were pretty much jammed. I mean, there just wasn't a lot to do. And then they had like one, you know, one player on AJ's team that took like a ton of shots. So it just wasn't like a massive offensive game, but we saw some very positive things. And then what did we see in the next game?
Yeah. I mean, it's a chance to see the two studs, guys that people are relying on to score multiple points, have played like 35 minutes a game, something crazy, last year.
Right. So that was, it's Otis, Grayer, and Brian Allen. I think they had six men on that team total.
Right. And last week when we watched, there was only five. So Grayer and Otis are getting a shit ton of minutes.
Yeah. And they're running the floor nonstop. I mean, the conditioning's going to be great when they're done with all this. But
they didn't even look tired again today. I mean, like, I mean, Grayer turned it up with like 10 minutes left to go in the game. And just went nuts, started hitting threes, getting the bucket, had two dunks, caught an alley-oop. I mean, he had energy pretty much all game long.
And, and so we don't have the official stat sheets just yet, but I would liken Grayer to 20
He had to have more than 20.
Yeah. And so a lot of that coming in the second half, he was hitting threes, he was dunking, he was, you know, getting to the rim. He had a hook shot. Like, he was doing a little bit of everything. And that's exactly what we've wanted to see out of him.
We should have assumed the momentum was coming because at the end of the first half, he grabbed an offensive rebound, put back as the time expired.
Yeah, kind of
was foreshadowing
from Brian Allen.
Yeah. So, I mean, he just looked, and I said it in last week as well. I mean, he's just constantly rebounding the ball. He's constantly like working, maybe learn something from Moore, maybe playing the four last year on the block helped him out a little bit, but he just has a nose for going to get the ball.
Yeah, it just looked like, you know, when he you know, wants to be the man, he can do it. Like, he has the skills, the tool set to be the guy if need be. I think last year he would defer to Keese or Jenkins or Otis or someone. And so, but I mean, he still put up the points, but I'm saying this year he has a big opportunity to light up the stat sheet. So I think that's where a lot of our scoring is going to come from.
And he kind of looks jacked.
Oh, he's jacked.
So
he's big league. And then Otis. We saw Otis. He's obviously more jacked as well.
He looks comfortable with the ball.
Yeah. It's just anytime he had it, you were like, all right, something good's about to happen.
Him and Grayer had a couple of nice little give and go plays. It was clear that they play together. They're friends. They flow together well on the court, back and forth. So Otis had another game. Another good game. I think he probably had 15 plus.
Yeah, with some assists and everything. So yeah, there was a good chemistry there. And then Brian Allen was there, just looking athletic as F. You know, just doing Brian Allen things.
Yeah, checking it up from deep.
So essentially it was three Mason players.
And two GW players.
Versus like a few other GW players. So we won by double digits. So.
Yeah, it was close for a little while. Otis's game, you know what I'm getting really excited for is he's gaining a lot more confidence in shooting it. And that's the one thing that I got kind of annoyed with at times last year and even in his freshman year. And maybe because there was Moore and other people that scored, he would kind of defer on some shots. I think we're going to see him step into a lot more shots this year, especially if you got Kyer or...
Who are you thinking? Ian Boyd, Kamari?
No, the new guard. A green. Especially with guys like that coming in, maybe even spelling him at point guard, and maybe he can play some shooting guard. I think he's got a great catch and release, and he's... I think we're going to see... A more confident Otis going into this year. Another guy that just looks jacked.
The one other thing about Otis that I was talking to you about at Kenner and what he's able to do at Kenner is still get to the free throw line. If the man could draw, you know, five fouls, get to the line, get 10 points maybe from the free throw line, because he can shoot over 90% essentially.
Right. He actually missed one today. It was the first time I've seen him miss a free throw in a pretty long time.
Right. And so I think if you can just have a base of 8 or 9 points a game just from free throws, you just tack on a few more, you know, points, he could average 14 points easily. You know, just with him getting to the line.
Yeah.
And that's something that Moore was able to do. I think that he'll have to sort of, you know, the team will ask him to do that at times.
Yeah, plus it just kind of slows down the game sometimes, too. I mean, just get into the line, gives everybody a chance to get a break, gives the coach a chance to call up a defense.
Yeah, I think with his body type too being, you know, smaller guy, I think he tosses his and uses his body pretty well in transition, that he can take the contact, and a lot of refs are going to call it on the defense.
And even though he's a little bit smaller, he has a really nice fadeaway. So he can get to the point that he wants to, and then, you know, he hits you with a little fadeaway, and it seems like he's starting to really be able to knock that shot down. So, yeah, he's a little bit undersized. Everyone knows that. But he's a tough kid. He's getting swole, and I think he's
smart.
Finding
he's
ways to score.
Complete. So, yeah. Anything else from Kenner outside of the food that we had? You got the chicken wings.
Yeah, let's do
the hot dog.
Let's do a little Kenner food bit.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why you go to Kenner. I mean, right. You travel all the way out to Georgetown. You go, the Key Bridge traffic. You want to sit in the uncomfortable seats. One of the benefits is getting the food.
Yeah. I got, so they have these little package deal meals now, and I got three wings, fries, and a Coke
for
about $7. It was a great deal. Yeah. Felt like I was at KFC.
Right.
Giving my meal about a 6.5, though, because it was clearly they threw on some wings that had been fried like 45 minutes ago. They're kind of soggy.
Okay.
How was your hot dog?
I mean, the dog was a standard dog. I mean, I'm not going to... The whole review here is going to be pretty,
about
not
a six.
Yeah, it's not great food, but...
It's cheap, it's fun, and it adds to a fun Kenner experience.
Yeah, there's just something about Kenner and like that greasy food that just feels so right.
I've already released it, so...
I saw remnants of it.
last thing about Kenner is they changed up the parking. It's kind of hard to get. I got lost trying to look for my car. Right. I miss just pulling up and parking right out front, but clearly there.
Those were the days. But that was such a jumbled mess. People were like double parking over each other. Right. Like it was just a wild, wild west free for all.
Yep. So our Kenner experience, I mean, I'll probably try to get myself there again next week. Last but not least, Mason fans, we need you to show up.
There was
There was two.
There were like five. And we saw Ian Boyd came to the game.
Yeah, I've seen more players there than I have in the past supporting their teammates. But Mason Nation, show up. Especially, I think next Saturday is higher level versus
Kurt's
All-Star. Yeah. Let's show up for that game.
Now, the team name for AJ's team, Kurt's All-Stars, is that essentially Bruce Allen's rendition of Kirk's All-Stars?
Yes.
All right, but yeah, I think if there's one thing that we should go out on, it's hyping this next game. I think if there were a game to see, you don't have to stay there for 2 hours watching another game or, this, you get all Mason all at once, got to show up.
Right.
Watch the freshmen, watch the upperclassmen, and see how they do against each other. It should be fun. How often do you get to see this?
Right. It's free. Show up.
Yeah, that's probably the best part.
And that's the bottom line.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Great. 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 Great.